A new food safety law is aiming to cut down the number of cases of foodborne illnesses. But will it work? And even if it does, how will you know? Germs are everywhere, and they're so tiny you could even be eating some right now. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm Leslie Price, and I swear to God, if any of you ever make fun of me for having a girl's name ever again, I will come find you and show you who has the little girl's name, you cowards! All right? It was my grandmother's name! Properly washing up has been proven to kill germs that cause foodborne illnesses, which is why a new food safety law from the FDA in effect this week is requiring restaurant workers to take a full bubble bath after they use the restroom. OPR Health reporter Jenna Resnick joins us now with more. Hi, Jenna.
Hi, Leslie. Thanks.
So tell us a little about why this law is taking effect.
Well, it's in order to ensure maximum employee cleanliness, first and foremost. As Brenda Schultz of the New York Department of Health explained to me, it's crucial that anyone who works with and handles food pause and take a good 30 to 45 minutes to soak their body in warm, fragrant water anytime they use the bathroom. And that's exactly what this new law is requiring. Here's Schultz earlier today explaining those changes.
All food service employees will now be required to use loofahs, a back brush, bath salts, bath bombs, and most importantly, bubble bath. It doesn't matter if it's wild lavender or lemon sugar. What does matter is that they don't just do it some of the time. They do it every time.
Those are a lot of rules to keep track of. Is there any way to remember it all?
She said the easiest trick is just to lower yourself in and sing the happy birthday song 600 times.
Hmm.
And the new law applies to every business that serves food, from Michelin-starred restaurants downtown to the local Arby's, where shift supervisor Tara Ruffner has worked the drive-thru for the past 5 years.
Oh, come on. Is anyone there?
I'm sorry. I had to get my bathrobe.
Last year, the Arby's Tara works at received a grade C from the Department of Health. But now, in accordance with the new law, they're taking regular deep cleans in a sunken tub with 16 massage jets.
Well, I hope they're being careful when they're getting out of the tub.
Tara told me there have been a few slips and falls, which is exactly why OSHA insists you always use a bath mat and limit yourself to one glass of wine.
Makes sense. How's their score with the health department now?
Still a C, but only because of the rats.
And how has business been impacted?
The kitchen has been a bit backed up, but you have to keep in mind, Leslie, these people are handling your food.
Right. You never want to sacrifice hygiene.
Exactly. Although wait times for the restrooms have increased as well.
Hello? Anyone there?
Sorry. Occupied.
My son really has to use the bathroom.
Ooh, that does sound relaxing.
Yes, and customers seem to be appreciating the increased awareness being placed on hygiene. Here's what a few I spoke with had to say.
It's bad enough I waited a half an hour to get my tray, and then she dripped all over my fries.
Where's my food? I want my fucking food!
Well, so far so good then. I still won't be eating at restaurants anytime soon, though. Nobody touches my food but me.
All right, Leslie.
OPR's Jenna Resnick. Thank you, Jenna.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No, tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Yes. Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
You know, even though there's a vaccine, we're not totally out of the woods yet, and these restaurant workers should really be taking their baths outdoors. But hey, what do I know? Here's what else you need to know today. A grim look at the economy today as new members are showing just how dire the situation is. A new jobs report is showing that a growing number of Americans are now being forced to make ends meet by collaborating on a song with Pitbull. The Department of Labor report confirmed that many poor and middle-class Americans have little choice but to pick up additional work with the chart-topping Cuban-American recording artist, often by contributing background vocals, writing lyrics, producing Latin-infused beats, or just repeatedly shouting the name Pitbull in studio sound booths as a means of providing for their families in this challenging economic climate. Just a shame it's come to this. And in an effort to make certain that physicians who perform the procedure are fully qualified to do so, a new state law in Mississippi will now require doctors to climb an 18-foot wall before entering any medical facility to perform an abortion. Proponents for the new anti-abortion legislation say it's long overdue, but many in the state say it doesn't go far enough, claiming that the new law is riddled with loopholes that do not prevent doctors from getting a running start or using hand chalk to get a better grip when scaling the medical center's walls. And finally, Pornhub is taking even more steps today to show their commitment to user safety, announcing today that it will be deleting all content that it cannot verify is really between a stepson and stepmother. Long overdue, but I applaud their dedication to authenticity nonetheless. And that's the Topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. And you can also sign up to become a member of The Topical's Patreon, where for as little as $5, you'll have access to all kinds of exclusive news content, including my bulging mail sack. That's right. Each week, I'm answering questions about the news or the show sent in by you, the listener, using the hashtag Leslie's Mail Sack, and you can only hear my quickly thrown together answers on Patreon. And for members of our $10 tier, I'll even give you an on-air shout-out where I'll thank you by name, or your number if you're a bot, live during one of our episodes. Our very first shout-out of 2021 goes out to Gordon Walker and Rambo the Bunny, as well as to a member of our $25 tier, Khalil Rahman. Khalil, Gordon, Rambo, I'm so pleased you are all able to find it within yourselves to give back to a corporation so much more fortunate than you. And in 2021, may we all find it within ourselves to be as generous as you in the new year. Hint, hint. So go sign up for our Patreon now, and we'll see you tomorrow.